This is Morning Edition. The chair of the North Carolina Republican Party and the largest political donor in the state have been indicted for attempting to bribe the insurance commissioner. Robin Hayes is the chair of the Republican Party. Greg Lindberg is the owner of Eli Global. Together with two of Lindberg's business associates, they allegedly devised and executed a plan to deliver several million dollars to the GOP and then funnel a portion of it to the campaign of Mike Causey, the insurance commissioner. WUNC's Jeff Tiberi explained the charges to NPR's Audie Cornish on All Things Considered.
Charges are wire fraud, aiding and abetting, and lying to the FBI. Now, Department of Justice called this a brazen bribery scheme in a letter that came out today with the indictment. According to them, it involves a wealthy businessman, two of his associates, and, as you mentioned, Robin Hayes. He's a former five-term congressman and currently, still as of this moment, leads the state Republican Party. The indictment lays out in some very specific detail what amounts to an effort to gain favorable treatment from the State Department of Insurance. And allegedly, the businessman, this man named Greg Lindberg, offered millions of dollars to the state insurance commissioner. His name's Mike Causey, the commissioner, who's also an elected Republican. And what they wanted, the business folks, in return were looser regulations and some control over personnel within the State Department of Insurance.
How did the alleged fraud come to light?
Well, according to federal prosecutors, it was the insurance commissioner himself, Causey, who had just been on the job for a few weeks, maybe a month or two, who came to them in 2017. He had concerns about what he perceived were illegal campaign contributions, and he agreed to cooperate with them if there was an investigation. And of course, there was this investigation. And it's unclear exactly what mechanism was used, but there are direct quotes throughout this indictment, phone conversations, in-person correspondence. So a lot of what is alleged to have happened in this conspiracy appears to, in some form or fashion, have been recorded. And what we also know from the indictment, what we learned today, and also based on campaign finance reports over the last year or two, is that Lindberg, the businessman, donated large sums of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, to the state Republican Party. And he wanted a lot of that to go to the reelection campaign of this insurance commissioner. However, in this state, in North Carolina, campaign finance law does not allow for the earmarking of money. A donor can give unlimited amounts, but he or she can't say, oh, it's got to go toward this campaign or that reelection campaign. I think it's also worth noting that the money here is astronomically higher than what an insurance commissioner normally raises. It was donated 3 years in advance to when Causey would have been running for re-election, hadn't even announced his re-election bid here. And the maximum that donors can give in this state is $5,400 per person.
And to pull back for a moment, what about the state Republican Party?
Very fluid. It's interesting that just yesterday, Hayes, he's 73 years old, announced that he would not run for another term as state chair, citing health challenges. It would be surprising, I think, obviously, if he remains in his post here. As for the state party, we'll see what more comes in the days ahead.
That's Jeff Tiberi, WUNC's bureau chief in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you.
You're welcome.